Hi, I'm here with Rex Sheets. We're here to talk about the book, The Things They Carried by Tim O'Brien. And we're going to start out, Rex.
All right, well, we have decided to talk about story versus happening truth. And I personally feel, I don't know if Devin feels the same way, that it is better to have to tell about the happening truth rather than the story truth. Because with the story truth, it kind of creates this little fantasy world that people get encased in and feel like that's all that really happened during the Vietnam War, where otherwise a lot of other stuff happened and it wasn't as exciting, so to say, I guess.
Well, I'm kind of in the opposite boat, actually. I've always felt like the story truth is better because it gives the author a way to... It gives the author a way to tell his story, except without making it seem like it was exactly the same, because then he's given a way to say, oh, something bad happened, but I can change it in light and change the names and make a little difference here and a difference there, and it kind of would help him cope with it.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
But then there's parts that he does do real stuff, like you're saying, where he talks about how it was 12 to 18 pounds of things they had to carry every day between water, knives, watches, dog tags, chewing gum, cigarettes, all that stuff. And you had to carry a lot of stuff with you, and in a way it's not about just the things, it's about the emotional part, which I feel like is why the story truth is better, because if you get that story behind it, it feels like you had to carry less, yet it's a way to get that off your shoulders in a way, and then you don't have as much in your life to be worried about. Like, everyone knows your story, but in a way that you're comfortable with, and not just throwing the whole thing out there for what it is. They kind of pretty it up and put it out in the world like he did in this book.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. And How to Tell a True War Story, he kind of goes into detail with his, like, thought process on, like, how he tells a true war story. I think he talks to that one lady about how he tells these stories or why he tells these stories. But, like, I feel it's better for the reader in general to have these stories, because they know what actually happened, they know the truth, and they know that that's real life, and that stuff doesn't really happen in our world. Like, with the girlfriend in the, what is it called,
I think you're talking about the sweetheart of
Song Tlong or whatever.
Song Tbong, yes.
I don't think that would really ever fly in the military, just in general. But, like, it's like that, and in the field with, like, the ship hit. It's just, it would be better in general for the reader to know that, like, this actually happened rather than, like, this could have happened, but, yeah.
Well, yeah, and I think it more represents the way that the war can just change somebody fast. You have to change or you can't really make it through the war. And the girlfriend was just kind of a way of saying, this is what we were like when we got here. We were thinking, oh, la-da-da, everything's okay. And then things actually started happening in the war, and things started to really change them as people. And if you really think about it, if you use a story truth, then it gives you that way to kind of jump back and say, oh, this happened to all of us. We were all scared. But it kind of is, it doesn't really reflect as well if it's just like a guy. I feel like if it's a woman or a girlfriend, then you think, oh, well, they were innocent and they were off, and then they got flown in thinking it's going to be okay. I'm in a good place still. I'll make it through this. And then things go hectic and it makes you go crazy.
I see. Well, either way, we both have our differences and we both have what we feel towards the book. We both enjoy the book, but we both feel like it.
I feel a little bit of both in a way, because you can't have one without the other.
Yeah.
And I think that's the best way to write the book. And he was able to keep me interested through the whole book. He made me think, oh, this could have really happened, and then he would go in the middle of the book, he even said, oh, all of this is a lie, and then you're like, oh, I forgot. So he uses them both to make the book better, I feel, by giving and taking that truth away. Yeah. Which I feel like is why it was the best book I've read this year, actually. And quite frankly, the only book I've read this year. Yeah.
All right.